it's not the ocean. It's me shushing you. Hey, I have a secret for you. A secret new podcast called Tiny Dinos. It is hosted by Connor Radliff and James III. They're two best friends who are scientists. And it's all about a top secret experiment that will change the world as we know it. Each episode of Tiny Dinos features fun guests like Jason Mantzoukas, Adam Conover, an FBI agent, an AI assistant, a crank doctor named Crispy. What can I say but it's madness. And just in case this show sounds like it could be for kids, it's not. There's blackmail, graphic descriptions of violence, and people say the F word. Not a lot, but the F word does come up. Listen to Tiny Dinos today, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Shh. That time I was the ocean.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word for word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. This episode's guest is played by John Gemberling. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any post you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
And welcome once more.
Oh,
to the Neighborhood Listen. Joan, what was it? Something a little sauce I threw on there?
It was kind of funny. Yeah, like welcome once more. I liked it. It was loose.
I'm getting into the broadcasting sort of style.
You
it's fun.
Are. It is fun, isn't it?
You know, I don't get to do that. Standing behind the counter at a pharmacy, it's not often that I get to.
It's sort of just the same old thing all day, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. It's also you have to keep a sort of neutral tone because people are coming up with their disgusting and embarrassing ailments and asking for medications.
What's one of the craziest disgusting ailments you've ever had someone come to you with?
I mean, some of the people. And I don't mean this in an unkind way, but they're revolting. And the problems, the things that people get themselves into that just poison oak, poison ivy everywhere, just places it shouldn't be. You know, there's classic someone's camping and they don't have toilet paper. And so they use something that they think is just a harmless leaf and it's not. Mm-hmm. But then some people have... I had a guy come in and had poison oak everywhere but that place. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, no.
Well, what were you doing?
Bizarre.
Yes.
Everywhere but that place.
Yes. In fact, very conspicuously not that place in a way that made it seem like you were doing this on purpose.
Uh-huh.
You were trying to get poison oak all over you except for your anus.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was thinking in the front, but you're talking in the back. Wow.
It was a man.
That was a switcheroo.
Yeah, it was a man.
It was probably a switcheroo for the other partner, too.
Sorry? What scenario are you imagining?
I don't know. Let's check in with Doug. Doug, how are you?
I'm great. I'm here in the bean room.
Yep. All right. So just so people know, this is The Neighborhood Listen, where we discuss the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. My name is Bert Mia Payday. I am a pharmacist here in Dignity Falls and one of your hosts.
I am Joan Pedestrian, and I am the top realtor in Dignity Falls.
And also a fantastic amateur thespian.
Oh, and that is very, very nice of you.
Our engineer is Joan's husband, Doug.
Correct.
Who is in, I believe he said, the bean room.
That's right, the bean room. Yep. We have, you know how sometimes when you go to a candy store and there's all those different lined up sort of clear pipes of Jelly Bellies?
Yes.
And you can just pull a huge, well, we have the same thing, but we have them with beans.
Pull a huge
Handle. What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
No.
A bounty.
You just said pull a huge bounty?
A bounty of beans, like a collection.
Doug, you're skipping ahead.
You meant something physical.
You pull like a lever or something. Yes, I guess that my brain filled it in, and my listeners had to be left alone.
Well, our listeners
in the dark. okay,
although I am one of your listeners because I'm listening to you.
That's
yes, nice.
That's right.
It's true.
So yes, we have every type of bean, and I keep them stocked.
Yeah, but you don't mean jelly beans. You mean...
No, like a pinto, a black-eyed pea. That's different. Not quite a bean, but still.
Navy bean.
A navy bean. Lima bean. Correct.
Fava bean.
Kidney bean.
Fava bean and a nice Chianti.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Go ahead. Do the sound. Oh.
I tried to do it and I couldn't do it. I almost made myself pass out. I just took in a lot of air. But it's a sound going out, not a sound coming in. Is that correct?
I thought that's what it was.
You did.
And I'm breathing in, so it's impossible to run out.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
That does sound like you're dying.
It makes me feel very queasy.
I wouldn't do it anymore if I were
you. I'm going to stop right now.
The point is, Anthony Hopkins is a great actor.
He's terrific.
So.
Many coffee beans.
Oh, correct. So one whole wall is just coffee beans. Mm. And so you just walk in and you pull the, again, it started with the twins because I was just like, oh, God, what am I going to make? And I would just go fill a whole pot full of beans.
This is Matt and Cream.
Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, we would have a meal and it just stuck, you know. We have a lot of extra rooms in the house, so we kind of ran out of things to do. So guess what? That's how you get the bean room.
And people who haven't seen your home.
Right.
If they're listening from outside of Dignity Falls, mm-hmm. Your home is deceptively large. Like it looks from the outside, it looks like a typical house.
Which is what we like.
But it's almost like Christ's words in scripture. My father's house has many mansions. So inside this house, there's all these rooms that I've never even seen.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you had a bean room.
Well,
this is news to me, and I hope during a break you'll let me look at it because I'm trying to picture it. Just all the cylindrical tubes with all the beans in there.
Yeah.
Hang out on beanbag chairs.
Yes, and that was Doug's addition, which I thought was so clever.
So it's not just room for storing beans; it's also a room where you can hang out with the beans.
Admiring.
You can sit on the beans. You can be surrounded. You're literally surrounded by
bean
them.
Watching.
They're supporting you. Yes, and there's only bean themed content streaming on a screen in there.
Oh, like what?
We call it the bean screen.
What would be an example of some of this bean content that you'd see on the bean screen?
Like, Juan Valdez.
Yeah, you know how those commercials of
his adventures? You mean the commercials for that coffee?
Right.
Doug has always thought that was a real person who goes on real adventures.
Most of his adventures, correct me if I'm wrong, seem to be the transportation of coffee beans. Is that correct?
Well, he's in the jungles of Colombia.
Sure.
Don't know what he's going to run into.
Yeah, it's like solving, you know, it's like Indiana Jones.
I remember is mostly him leading a burro. Am I thinking of the right guy?
It's the Adventures of Juan Valdez and his trusty burro.
I don't recall him having to escape any place or solve any puzzles. I could be wrong. Maybe I haven't seen all the commercials.
You just start reading between the lines of those commercials.
Apparently not. Yeah. But what was the motivation for a bean room?
I told you the twins were just eating out of house and home.
They're eating like half a cow.
Yes, right. And beans fill up a person real quick.
They sure do.
And so I just decided it started as a joke. You know, I said, I'm going to put a bunch of beans in a trough and you guys can just scoop them out. And then, you know, sure enough, before I knew it, Doug had set up the whole entire, I don't even know where you got. Did you order those cylinders and the levers or levers, depending on your place of origin?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can find them at like dumps, or secondhand.
Those are two very different things.
Well,
a secondhand store and a dump.
I don't know if I'd be going to the dump for something that was going to contain food.
I sure hope you meant a secondhand store. And you just said dump because you were searching for the phrase secondhand store.
If you don't find it at the dump, you can check the secondhand store.
Oh, Why would you go to the dump? Because it's free?
It's
to save money? Is that why you go to the dump?
That's why I do not let Doug do most of the shopping.
It's free, and it's surprisingly more common at a dump than a secondhand store.
What is surprisingly more common?
A bean.
A bean cylinder?
Bean cylinder. Mm.
Yes. Well, I'll have to take your word for that one.
Yes, you will.
Anyway, I do want to see this bean room during the break. But we as we always do on the show, we discuss posts from the popular NeighborHap application, which you have it in your neighborhood. We have it in our neighborhood, Dignity Falls. And so what we do is we look at the posts and we discuss them aloud.
Yes, we do. Of course. How else would we do it on a podcast? Telepathically?
Okay, Joe. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just having a little fun. I have a post here to read.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is right in keeping with our theme.
Yes. And by the way, we will get to your emails. Thank you so much for sending them in.
Yes.
But you know what happened is I thought Bernd was in charge and Bernd thought I was in charge.
Yes. It was like, again, relating to scripture when Mary and Joseph lost Jesus in the temple.
I forget you know so much about the Bible.
I don't know why I do. I'm not religious, but I am spiritual and I love trivia.
It's the only book you own, correct?
The Bible is the only book I own.
And yet you have bookends around it. You have bookends for just the one
Bible. Well, it's a nice Bible. I don't want it to fall over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's great. Okay. So this one is called Talking Trash. Now, you guys, this is about the real controversial Proposition F.
About Proposition trash. F. Now, people are divided on this.
This is from Laramie, and she or he says...
Laramie is about as gender neutral a name as it gets.
I would say so. It says, I've been asked by private message to stop posting about Proposition F because it's political and this is a community app that should be used to bring the community together, and we should be talking about trash pickup and gardening and coyotes, and nothing brings the community together more than talking about trash pickup, gardening, and coyotes.
That's wouldn't very you say? True.
I personally believe that our community should be made aware of propositions and what they will cost us. Apparently calling me a boomer is an insult to me, not just aware of what goes on in our community politically and otherwise. Okay. Is Laramie saying that people are calling her or him a boomer, but they're not upset by it? But I guess that's what everyone is saying, this whole okay boomer thing that now everyone is running around saying to everybody?
Yes, okay boomer, from what I understand, is just an abject dismissal of someone's opinion.
Absolutely. And a reminder that they're old.
Yes, that's right. But you can say it to people who aren't even boomers. Did you know that?
Oh, you can. I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, you can say it to people who are displaying what is considered, I guess, a boomer mindset.
Like out of date like a date.
Exactly.
Or a biased opinion.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You might as well be saying them 23 Skidoo.
I'm sorry, what?
23 Skidoo.
What's that?
That's a thing that they used to say in the 1920s when they walked around in their raccoon coats. They were waving their pennants and they'd get in the rumble seat of the old jalopy.
Okay.
They'd have goldfish swallowing contests and they'd have flagpole sitting contests. Now,
you were born in the wrong era, weren't you, Bernd?
I do sometimes wish I was born. I was a college student in the 1920s.
Bert is very steampunk. Do you know what that is?
I'm very much steampunk, but I don't really know what it is.
I don't know. It's like a pair of pilot goggles and a French horn.
Yes, it's very. Joan, I couldn't have put it better myself. It's like pilot goggles and a French horn.
Well, what I'm going at is there's always some sort of brass or metal involved.
Absolutely. It's very Jules Verne.
Very Jules Verne, yes.
It's wood alongside metal technology made.
Sorry, I'll stop my guesses. You do one. You go.
Octopi are a big part of it, though. It is true.
Yeah.
It is true. Yes, it's part of the reason I love that nitro-burning funny car so much.
I know you do.
Which had the wood, in what little interior it had wood paneling. Mm-hmm. I loved that car. Oh, I loved that car. I hated to give it up. I hated to give it up.
And why was that again? They had to get up.
It was just too expensive. I mean, for to have as just your sort of getting around town car,
right? Because it only ran
on nitro. Right, it burned nitro.
It burned nitro. Literally did.
Okay. And for a race, that's great because the races are not very. They don't last very long. Uh-huh. They're just a straight line.
Sure.
And whoever comes in first wins.
Uh huh.
But to run errands, it did get to be. It did get to be
pricey. What was that sound, Doug?
What was that sound, Doug?
I think I chipped my tooth on this bean.
You're not supposed to eat them right out of the cylinder. You know that, right?
What kind of bean was it?
It actually sounded kind of squishy.
It was a coffee bean, I think. I thought it was a jelly bean.
Mm-hmm.
My mistake. I understand. Don't blame the victim.
You thought it was just a brown jelly bean.
Yes. That smelled like coffee.
Oh, Doug. Well, there are coffee jelly beans, I guess, to be fair. Now, to get back to 23 Skidoo, why would they say that? What's the origin of that?
That I don't know.
Oh, it was just a fanciful thing to say.
Yes, exactly. Like a so's your old man or you know, something like that.
Right. Well,
ha-cha-cha.
Bernd, how did you steer your funny car?
This is the first question you've ever asked me.
Forgive me.
That can't be true.
The steering, I think it might be.
Wow. Okay.
The steering of the nitro burning funny car, you had to really plan out your steering in advance. So if I was starting at one end of the street, I would have to hit the gas and start turning the wheel in order to be ready to turn. But of course, it's very long.
Like Mario Kart.
Right. And what did you do if you got to Thomas?
It was a little bit like Mario Kart, yes.
And what did you do if you got to Thomas Jefferson Boulevard? Because it's just that long curve.
That was I tried to avoid it as much as possible, and I would program into the GPS avoid streets, which was that was a hack I had to do.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not your standard GPS does not come with an avoid streets option.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, and so it was tricky. It was tricky.
Better to ride a bike.
Better to drive a bike than a nitro burning funny car in a city.
So anyhow, back to Proposition F. And you know, it's interesting because this is also talking about changing the dump location. And now it turns out that Doug would not want that to happen because I didn't know that he's heading over to the dump just to pick up this week's groceries.
He's apparently a regular down there.
Yeah, he is. You know,
I'm not picking up groceries at the dump. I'm picking up the containers
that we put the groceries in.
I think Joan was being sarcastic. What happens is the dump has gotten out of control. And in a way, I don't blame Doug for going down there to look for odds and ends because people are putting – I mean, the stuff that people are putting in that dump, there has to be some rule and some regulation. And that's why I'm voting and Prop F is very cleverly worded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting yes on Prop F.
Okay.
Even though the wording of it makes it seem like we don't want to regulate the dump. They actually do want to regulate the dump.
Right, because it says we don't want to not unregulate the dump at all in any way, shape, or form anymore again.
Yes.
And it ends with yes.
Yes.
So what is that? What is that?
You've got to really – it's so many twists and turns.
You've got to sidewind through that.
Yes.
That is so
– it's absolutely right.
And I've got to add this, Bert, and we'll put this on our – we'll put this on our website when we have one.
Sure.
But the poster at the bottom, Laramie,
mm-hmm.
this is the picture that he puts up. Which is a dog looking straight down the barrel of the camera in front of a washing machine. And in the washing machine is a stuffed animal dog.
That's right. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I think this was taken at the dump.
What?
Yes. I think people have been – they've been sort of
– Instagramming at the dump?
Yes.
They've been Instagramming at the dump. And so they're making interesting they're putting together interesting things.
Uh-huh.
And so they get rid of their old washing machine. They're like, we're also going to put some stuffed animals in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they bring this person's brought their dog. That dog looks very concerned.
Very concerned. Don't bring your dog to the dump.
Listen, I shouldn't
have to say that.
You shouldn't. It used to be, back in the old days, it was great. The dogs would chase the rats. It would be a great day out for the dog.
It was a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Exactly. Maybe you could find an old jalopy there that you could tune up. I don't mean to get back to jalopy.
Oh, 23 Skidoo. Well, we have to take a break.
Yes, we do. When we return, we will have our guest in studio
kitchen.
The kitchen is this. Yes.
Yeah. Our studio kitchen.
Studio kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Nicole. How are you? Listen, the weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's right, I said less, not more. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. Now, I love also all the items that I've already gotten from Quince. I can wear my sunglasses year-round. I got a pair of sunglasses from Quince. I'm still concerned that I'm not cool enough for them and that I can't get away with it. But I also got some amazing joggers for my four-year-old son, and I tried them on. I'm sorry, it's just weird. I know it's weird, but I wanted to feel the luxury, and let me tell you, they're fabulous. Now listen, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/TNL for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/TNL to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TNL. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I said it. I said win Mother's Day. I'm Nicole Parker. I'm going to tell you how to give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. She will love looking back on your childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep uploading mom's frame with new photos. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving. And I gave my mother-in-law one, and it's great because I have a four-year-old son, and she just gets to have constant pictures streaming to her kitchen counter, which is where she keeps this frame, because I guess that's where grandmas really do love to be, right? In the kitchen. No, grandmas belong everywhere, not just the kitchen, but the kitchen happens to be where she keeps her frame. All right. Now, the other thing is I have a son, so I hope that someday he gives one to me so that I remember what he looks like when he's 30 and it isn't call. Also, some other fun bits of trivia about the Aura frame. It's loved by the press. It's featured in more than 130 gift guides, and it has been selected 3 times as one of Oprah's favorite things. Don't look under your seat. You don't have it. I didn't give it for you. You have to get it yourself, but it's easy to set up. It's the perfect gift for any occasion. It has free unlimited storage, and you have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is how many other digital frames do it. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and conditions, oh, they apply.
Frames!
Hey, it's me, Hazel A. Free complete hospital bed. Free complete hospital bed, only used for a year and only one person. Call John. Did you bleep that out? I mean, I do want people to get the hospital bed, but I also feel weird about putting the number out there, so bleep it out. Only remember, only one person used it for 1 year. Otherwise, it's a great hospital bed.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. And Joan, we have our guest here at the Kitchen Island.
We do. And it's very exciting because I'll tell you what, I found this to be sort of a sweet post, if not a quizzical one, you know, but I'm very interested in this person. This guy sounds kind of like a character.
All right.
What's interesting is he sort of acts as if everyone knows him already. So I'm just going to say this is from Kevin. And he says, "Hi, everybody. I lost a new orange beret hat I bought myself as a Christmas gift." And actually then it says T dot dot dot, like his title was too long for the neighbor hap to even fit at all. So that's interesting.
I've never seen that before.
Me neither. Normally you don't write such a huge subject heading.
I thought you just dove into the post.
I didn't realize that was just the subject line, and I didn't even finish it.
I'm seeing it now. I've never seen that before.
So my first question for Kevin is going to be, what was the rest of the headline?
Absolutely.
Because then it starts again in the actual post. "Hi, neighbors. Kevin here. You know, Kevin. I had just bought a handsome orange beret at Individual Medley," which we're going to ask about too. I don't know if that's a new restaurant or what, but it's capitalized. "On my walk with the dogs and didn't ask for a bag and just put it in my pocket and I dropped it on the way home." So Individual Medley must be a store because he asked for a bag.
Not a restaurant.
Could be a doggy bag.
True.
Anyway.
But he did buy a hat there.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he bought it there. That's right. Okay, sorry. I didn't make that connection. When I read, I don't always think. "If anyone finds it, it's a very orange beret hat," which I feel like is redundant to say beret hat. "You know, the flat little French hats in the shape of a circle. Anyway, if you find it, I would love it back. It was my Christmas present to moi." That's French. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. He said he thanks everyone twice.
Wow. So, Kevin is, he's having a lot of fun.
He's having a lot of fun with this beret.
With a lost and found post.
I know he doesn't sound too upset, but I bet you that he'd like it back. So,
well, let's bring him in and see if he's had any success.
Kevin, welcome.
Kevin, welcome to the Neighborhood Listen.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Kevin, first question. Has your orange beret been returned to you?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's gone. I've been up and down the streets with my dogs, and I just, I wish you could have seen it. It is the cutest orange beret. It was so cute. It was so orange. I don't know if you know berets. They are, I mean, like I said, they're these circular hats. They're not tall.
Right. No, they're flat.
They're short. Yes. Shortish hats.
Right.
They have a little nub, a little cloth nub right at the top in the center.
Sure.
And you can wear them straight on your head. You can wear them cocked to one side.
Sure, yes.
You can.
You seem to think that everyone's very, very unfamiliar with a beret.
Well, I'm a huge Francophile, so to me, it's natural to.
And you
talk
speak
about
a little
berets.
French, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
I feel like I'm at the United Nations. Now, because you also put some French in, you said it was your Christmas present to moi, which is
to moi.
To yourself. Yes.
Why do you love France so much? Or French things, I should say.
Mm. Oh,
is it France that you love, or just French things?
Or both.
Oh, or both.
Well, I've never been to France.
Mm. Okay.
I was in Canada as a small boy.
Okay. You lived there, or you visited?
No, my mother took me to Montreal to a trip.
Lovely.
And I maybe that was the start of it. I don't even remember the trip. I was so small. I was a small child.
Mm. Okay. Well, what's the first French thing you remember loving?
Oh, I remember my mother making me French toast for breakfast.
Okay.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
And she got this really thick challah bread, and she just soaked it. I don't know if you know what French toast is, but
we're familiar.
Absorbent bread soak it in a sort of an egg batter.
Sure,
we know what French toast is.
She put cinnamon in the batter.
That's pretty common.
Soak it on one side, and then she would flip it to the other.
You have to do that.
Absolutely.
And then she would butter a pan.
Okay, now you're going back.
And she would put it right in. Well, she would do
the
bread.
Would do the
That's
bread.
The order
right.
she would do it in.
Oh, I shouldn't have
and
said that.
And then she would That's heat the pan.
Right.
And pans heat up fairly quickly.
Yes, I mean, we're familiar with
And
pans.
She would put the egg-soaked bread in the pan.
Yes, that's cooking.
And it would brown on one side.
How did I know you were going to say that?
And when it reached that golden brown, before it burnt, she would flip it over with this spatula that we had.
Right.
We know what a spatula is. We've got it.
Before you describe it.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. We got it. And then you ate it, and it was done, right?
Sorry, it's a flat implement.
Oh, you're describing the spatula.
Yes.
Okay.
Flip. I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And then she would put maple syrup,
which is what people do.
Sure.
On
this
it.
This is what That's people right. do. You know, the French actually refer to French toast as pain perdu, which means lost bread. Yes, I thought you might like this because it means that it's kind of days old bread and there's nothing else to do with it. So you throw it in some egg batter, soak it, and then it's almost like using rotten bananas for banana bread.
What do they call banana bread?
Pain de banana. I don't know, Bert. I'm not the Francophile here. Do you know what they call banana bread in French, Kevin?
No.
Oh, well, okay. I didn't mean to upset you.
I had not heard that the French used old bread. My mom used fresh challah bread.
That's fine. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't know that.
Sure, are you upset that she didn't do it the classic French way? I mean, she did. It was just a different name.
It was so good and fresh. I don't like hearing that they use old bread.
Well, I'm sure they don't every time.
I would think it would be a dish that they would hold in high esteem.
Oh, I really
Not
didn't
some
mean
throwaway
to.
Throwaway garbage breakfast.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to turn you against anything French. I thought I was sharing a fun trivia a bit with something in the category of something
I don't
you loved.
Know.
Kevin, is this making you less of a Francophile hearing this information?
Kevin?
I guess I have my
He's going very
I don't know. I guess I have my idea of what France is, and then there's these realities that I never even considered.
No. Listen. It's wonderful that you love things that are French. Tell us about something else other than the French toast that you love. What's something else? Something not food related.
Sure.
Like a French movie or something.
Oh,
It doesn't have to be that. Do you like the Tour de France?
No.
The bicycle race? Oh. No.
It's French.
I saw Triplets of Belleville, but I fell asleep during that. It was so hot in that theater.
Oh.
French kissing is...
How about that?
It's disgusting.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
French doors? French fries!
French fries! Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I like French fries. Mm-hmm. I always wondered if the curly fries were French. Also,
I don't know.
Because they are French fries, right?
They call them frites in French.
True.
What?
Oh.
Frites. F-R-I-T-E-S?
I think that I... Never mind. Forget what I said.
You know, they call the... In France, they call the...
Stop.
Pomme de terre. Should...
No. Did you know that? Unless you knew that. No, well, he didn't know it.
The potato, they call the pomme de terre, the apple of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, apples come off a tree, but then this one comes out of the ground.
Just, you know what?
It's wordy. Stop it. Why not just have a name for it?
But
it's nothing like an apple.
Well, that's the joke, is that it's like an apple, but one that it comes
French
from the ground.
The French term for potato is a joke?
It's kind of lovely if you think about it. Poetic.
It's not a joke, but
think of it as more poetic, you know? What a poetic, lovely way to talk about it.
It's a beautiful language.
It is a beautiful language.
Well, this beret.
Let's get to the beret because it's out there.
You love the beret so much.
Yes.
It was so orange. Yes, it was a beautiful orange beret.
You mentioned that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I bought it for myself.
At Individual Medley. Is that a new boutique store? I have not heard of it.
That is a, it's a dog store.
Oh.
A dog store.
It is.
They have dog food. They have stuff for your pets.
Okay.
They have leashes. Exactly.
Do you have a pet?
I have dogs.
Oh, okay, great.
He did mention the dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. My bad. But there was a beret in this dog store.
They have, it's all dog stuff.
Right.
And then they have this one rack of colored berets at the checkout line.
Do they have the logo of the store on them or no?
They're completely unadorned berets.
Uh-huh.
They have a sort of a felt feel to them.
Yeah, most do.
Yes.
And I was getting some cones. For my dogs.
Oh, did they have surgery?
More than one. They all had how many? First of all, how many dogs are we talking?
Good question.
We're talking three dogs.
Three dogs, okay.
Three beautiful dogs.
What breed? Are they mixes? Are they?
They're all French bulldogs.
Of course.
I love.
Yes, sure. Yes.
May we?
Marcel. Cardinal Richelieu.
Oh, whoa.
And the third one?
Eve.
And is Marcel from Marcel Marceau, the French mime?
Who?
Oh my God.
Oh, as you were starting, I was thinking she shouldn't.
I know. You're right. Just continue on. No, forget it. Did they have surgery? Is that why they needed?
I'm sorry. I do have to pursue this. Is mime a new word for you or Marcel Marceau is new to you or both?
Mime, I know it as a computer programming language.
Oh. It's also like a clown of sorts that dresses in black and has a white face and pretends that things are there that aren't there, like pretends they're trapped in a box by just sort of using their hands and or pulling a tug of war with a fake
rope.
They
just pretend things are, they just do the one thing. When I think
of clowns, entertainment.
I think of juggling, tumbling, they do all sorts of things. They just do the one
thing. Well, not just the one, there's several things.
No, it's a performance thing, but it's all silent and it's done through movements. They communicate the story through movement.
Right.
Seems sort of limited in its range.
But I think that's the idea. That's where the artistry comes in.
If you're going to perform, you should do a little of everything, I think.
Well, and so to each their own.
Yes, I'm true that a mime is a single threat. So
and possibly also an acquired taste.
Also true.
So you were buying Eve,
Cardinal Richelieu and Marcel. You were buying clothes. They all had surgery at the same time?
None of them had surgery. They all have infected hind legs.
Oh, ooh. Dear.
There's some sawgrass in the yard, and they run through, and then we have sort of a gnat problem. So the gnats get cuts and infections, and the gnats get in there.
And it's terrible. I've just been poor dogs
putting bacitracin in there, but they like to gnaw on them because the gnats really give them hell. So I had to get some tape. I put bacitracin and duct tape around their hind legs, and then I had to get the cones because they kept trying to pull the duct tape off.
Now this is interesting. I knew what a spatula was, so I didn't need that description. But I don't know what bacitracin is, and you didn't describe that surprisingly. So could you describe that for me?
Some sort of dog medicine, I presume.
Or? Oh, I thought you would know it burnt.
No. Well, I just deal in human medicines.
All right.
And bacitracin sounds like a brand name as opposed to a scientific term that I could break down.
It's like a neosporin. It's like
Now we're talking my language.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that it's specifically for dogs.
Neosporin, new skin.
That's what that means. Is that Latin?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Sporin?
Wouldn't it be neoderma?
Is sporin Latin for skin?
Yes. No. Derma is Greek.
Oh, it is?
That's right.
Anyways, we're all trying to be way too fancy on this episode. Okay, so continue. You're buying the cones. You spot the beret. The orange catches your eye right away.
The one rack of brightly colored berets.
Oh, but the rack is just festooned with berets of every color.
Oh, we got that. Yes.
It's funny that it's called individual medley, but that's really the medley that stands out the most.
Oh,
it is a curious name for a pet food.
That's a name for a
pet supply store.
For a swim stroke, the IM, you know, where you do butterfly, breaststroke, freestyle, and backstroke, you know. The twins used to swim, so that's how I know this. But you're looking at me with that look again, Kevin, and I really hope I'm not in trouble.
Individual, what is that? Wait, what does it have
to do with individual
swim?
Medley. It means it's a medley of strokes that the individual on their own, instead of like a relay where everyone's going to sort of take one stroke, you start off with butterfly, which is so exhausting, and then you go to breaststroke, then you go to backstroke, and then you finish with freestyle.
Pull up.
I'm sorry. I can't stop explaining. I know. It's not French. It has nothing to do with France.
It just sounds like thrashing around in the water.
Well, if you're not good at it, it kind of is. He's got a point.
We've all got points. All right. So you see this break. Now, why? Let me ask you this, and this is not to victim blame. Why did you put it in your pocket rather than wearing it out?
I'll tell you why. I already had a beret. I was already wearing a beret.
So this was a new. So you, because being a Francophile, you have more than one beret. Of course, why not?
Well, this was the one beret I had. It was a traditional black beret because the French beret, traditionally, if you don't know, is black.
I didn't know that.
I guess I never thought about it.
Didn't know that. Isn't that great that was something new that I learned?
There we go.
And I had never seen a beret of any other color. In fact, maybe a brown or a chestnut beret. But these berets were so lively. They had a blue, a bright sort of sky blue. They had a red, a cherry red.
Okay, so there were many
colors. I mean, it was this lurid array of berets.
Lurid? Ooh.
Did they have, by any chance, a raspberry beret?
Oh. Uh-oh.
Another blank look.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they had a red.
No, there's like the Prince song?
There's a song by the artist Prince called Raspberry
Beret. Oh, the artist formerly known as Prince, yeah.
and then again, we've just gone
further down the rabbit hole.
That's true.
Oh,
I wish you hadn't brought
that. We really,
because we can't explain that symbol.
No, we have an Inception situation now.
Yes.
They had a red beret.
Okay, so that answers my question. All right.
But the orange one stuck out to you.
It was so, I mean, as you saw in my post, it was so thoroughly orange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you see something that's orange and you're like,
could be more orange.
Yeah, give me a break. Yeah, exactly.
It's a little brownish.
Yeah.
It's not orange.
Right.
Do you do this with other colors or just orange? Like, if you see something that's red, do you say, like, this is absolutely red?
Well, I've never discussed. I guess I would.
You've never thought about it.
I've never thought about it. It's not something I, you know, it's not something I do regularly. Uh-huh. But if I were to see another right. color that was just fully that color, sure.
Right. Okay. I didn't think that was a. I didn't think that was such a strange question because the way you described how orange this was and you said, you know how
it
you
do this. Me. It struck me as something.
Right.
I mean, you see a color sometimes and you go, that's this color.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shades of, you know, any
anything
other color
else.
In there.
Unmistakably right. this is just, orange.
I mean, obviously orange is red and yellow.
Sure.
So it's got that in there.
Of yeah. course.
But it's its own thing, which is
true.
Why we have.
So moving forward. So you purchased the orange beret, you put it in your pocket, you
headed
out. It
was a great price, too. This was a $2.99 beret.
Well, that's $2.99.
That's very reasonable, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're assuming that the beret just fell out of your pocket. Is that right? You say something about having asked for a bag. Let's go back.
I refused a bag. They asked if I wanted a bag.
Oh, so are you regretting refusing the bag? Because you could have put the beret in the bag.
Well, the reason I refused the bag is because I don't want to make the waste, the because they have plastic bags
that's
there.
Right.
Oh, and regards to Proposition F.
Yeah.
But now, of
goes
course,
right to the dump.
You know, it makes the litter, but now, of course, the beret has been littered on the ground somewhere.
Do you think that, and you didn't realize it was missing until you got home? Then did you reach for it in your pocket and it was just gone?
That's exactly right. Okay. I got home and I reached into my pocket and it mm-hmm. was gone. I really ugh. Stuffed it. I really balled it up mm-hmm. and I stuffed it in. It felt secure in my pocket because I have these little tiny pockets on my jacket.
So this is okay. a pants pocket?
No, this
or
is
jacket
a jacket.
Pocket.
Teeny
jacket
tiny pockets on this jacket. Uh-huh. It's strange.
Yeah, that is strange.
But I really balled up. I balled it up good, my new beret.
Uh-huh.
Into and I stuffed it. I thumbed it in there, really, really
is it,
tight.
Is it an inside pocket or an outside pocket?
This is an outside pocket.
A teeny,
how tiny
so it's
are
a
we
jacket
talking?
With teeny outside pockets.
Yeah, which is strange for me because I like a big pocket to stuff my
I
hands.
Think everybody
in.
Does.
I mean, that's what pockets are for. Is practicality?
Yeah.
This seems. I'm curious about this. Where'd you get this jacket?
I found this jacket actually at the dump.
Doug,
and
fellow dump diver.
It looked great. Oh, really?
I am.
Oh,
yes. Do you recognize my voice?
I recognize your voice.
Yeah, he does.
We've called across the dump to each other.
You always bid me adieu from it.
Oh, yes. Adieu?
Yeah, you always.
It's interesting you didn't say au revoir.
I say, yeah. But what?
It means goodbye in French. Come on, Kevin.
Adieu.
Well,
there's till we meet again is au revoir.
It's just the classic. Again. No?
No?
No.
Adieu. I bid you.
But then that's also
that's,
fine. I was
absolutely.
Just, you know what?
Absolutely.
It was, I was,
bonjour.
There you
that's,
go. That's hello.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Good day is what it means.
That's how we begin.
Je m'appelle Kevin.
Uh-huh.
My name is Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I just point to myself and say, Doug.
Yes, he does.
I don't know that.
Yes, he does. you know, here's the other thing about this is that you bought it as a Christmas gift. We are so many months away from Christmas.
Yeah.
Why are you just deciding to post about it now?
Well, I just bought it.
Well,
now.
Okay.
Oh, so it was a late Christmas present.
It was
yourself.
A late Christmas. I was really mad at myself because I missed.
Christmas.
I didn't give myself a Christmas present.
Oh.
And I thought you got to do it. You got to do it. This is so, you know, so rude. I didn't even say anything to myself. I didn't wish myself a Merry Christmas even.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I did either.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
No.
I like the idea of
I
it, though.
Do too. I kind of do. That's nice.
I didn't get a tree until January 10th.
Where did you find one? Oh, don't say the dump.
I did. No, they don't have them at the dump. I had to go up and down. You know, they're on the street.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just
save
took
your trip
a
to the dump. Yeah.
Wasn't it quite dead at that point?
It was dry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Very dry,
it
I
was
assume.
Dry.
Yeah.
and sticky.
Mm.
Ew.
Because the sap sort of bleeds out.
It does, yeah.
Sure.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Okay. Okay, so I guess that makes sense. So this was just a recent loss.
So I was a little late. Yeah, okay. I was a little late, but I was happy to get it. Even though it was late, I was happy.
Sure.
Are you a single man, Kevin?
I am. Mm-hmm. Well, the dogs.
Oh, of course.
But yes, I'm single.
Okay.
So I didn't get many Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got the beret eventually.
And even that was late.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, what would you like to say to people? I mean, we'd like to help get the word out. So in your words, what would you like people to know about this this braid? Be on the lookout,
I suppose.
And I
would just like to cut in before you mention it. We definitely know it's orange. We know how orange, and we know what it's shaped like. So we've got that covered.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like everyone to know?
Oh, well, it means a lot to me. If you see it, I don't, you know, come find me. I don't care what condition it's in. And, you know, if you find a sodden beret with, you know, soaked in urine, I'll still, you know, I do have a washer dryer in the home, so that's okay. If you find, you know, whatever condition you find it in, don't think it that I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
Good to I'll know. Take it anyway.
And no questions asked. Just return the beret, please. If someone has been enjoying it. Because maybe they did, because it sounds like it's very bright and festive. And
sounds like a delightful beret.
I really, really hope you get it back, Kevin. I really do.
Bed bugs or head lice or anything that...
Okay, well,
I'll remediate any issue. If it's musty or mildewy, I'll take it.
You're just assuming the worst.
This is my... Beret. I know I had it for a brief time. I know it was only $2.99, but it was mine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it was, you know that.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you crying?
My mother's French toast wasn't orange like the beret, but it had a sort of brownish orange quality to it.
Right. You made an emotional connection.
There's an emotional connection there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I could go back to that store and get another one just like it, but...
Oh.
I somehow forgot that was an option.
I did too. Yeah. I got so wrapped up in this one beret.
Just whatever.
That he only had for literally 1 minute.
But boy, was there a connection.
Any hour of the day or night, just come by with it, put it in the mail slot, or knock on the door. I'll get up.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I would like to wish you bonne chance, as they'd say in French.
Good luck.
Means good luck.
Good luck.
What?
In finding it. Oh, boy.
Bonne chance?
No. Like
bonjour.
Oh, yeah, bonjour.
Like, that's right. There we go. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Gosh, I hope somebody finds it. If you guys see it.
I hope so, too.
Absolutely. I will keep my eyes peeled.
You will be the first person that I contact if I see this beret.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
Merci.
Oh! Still, yeah.
Okay. Well, goodbye. We have Kevin. Kevin, thank you so much for being here. We will take another break and more when the Neighbor Listen returns.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
For sale, stationary exercise bike, $35. Proform XP 70, very good condition. In fact, excellent condition. In fact, brand new because my New Year's resolution didn't work again, okay? I failed, okay? Come get the bike.
And welcome back to the neighborhood. Listen, we just have time for one more segment. Gosh, I hope Kevin finds that beret.
He seemed pretty sad when he left, and I was a little, I'm a little bit concerned about him, to be honest. We should do a check-in with him next week.
Yeah. I don't know if he was sad about the beret or more that that he was learning so much about France that he did not like.
Well, I just thought, I thought I was playing right into what he enjoyed. I thought that he knew, knows a lot about French things, to be honest.
And it was surprising how continually he was upset and combative.
A little combative, yeah.
Anyway, we have time for one more post. Mm-hmm. This comes to us from Natasha. Headline: please stop speeding in our neighborhood. This is where you are in Dignity Falls, people have a real, and I used to be guilty of this as well. People have a real lead foot around here. They have the need for speed, and it is out of hand sometimes.
Yeah, and I mean, I like those signs. We sometimes put them out saying "Drive like your children." Live on the street. But the thing is, that's hard if you don't have any children.
Yeah, or you don't care? Or you don't like your children.
Oh, I guess that's true too. Maybe that's why everyone's speeding.
I mean, I'm not a parent myself, but I would imagine it's possible to have children where you despise them to the degree that if you ran over them, you wouldn't care.
Whoa. Bert.
I said I'm not a parent.
Well, I know, but I'm not sure that that's necessary in order to have sympathy and care around children.
Oh, well, I mean, no, I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm saying that I would imagine that it might not be effective against parents who despise their children. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Okay.
Is that fair to say? Or
I mean, anything's fair to say.
Thank you. Please stop speeding in our neighborhood, Natasha writes, and the post is, just a friendly reminder, please stop speeding. My brother's soccer ball got smashed. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
My cat's been hit and had a broken pelvis.
Oh, dear.
You'll get to where you need to. Just do it slowly. It does seem strange to me that she led with the soccer ball being smashed and then followed it up with, and a living creature had its pelvis broken.
To me, they're very different categories.
Agreed.
Uh-huh.
Agreed.
And to even use the word smashed for the soccer ball is pretty dramatic.
Yes. When she makes it seem like the cat's pelvis, you know, first the hit and then the cat got a broken pelvis.
And let me tell you, I have also had a broken pelvis.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Jalliope, on her way out. You would have thought she was a smaller baby than the twins. I had twins, they didn't break my pelvis.
You're saying that Jalliope broke your pelvis in the process of being born?
Oh, 100%. I mean,
broke the pelvis.
Oh, yeah. And you know, when I met her and I started to get to know her, I was like, of course you did. Of course you did.
Now, this is immediate. You're saying when you met her, this is immediately after birth, they put the child in your arms.
Yeah, and you know, she was looking at me already. She was judging already. Mm-hmm. She has already had an attitude. I love my child. I love my girl. But boy, she came out fighting. And my pelvis had to bear the brunt for it. I mean,
powdered.
Doug.
Powdered.
Well,
I mean, it was like powder.
you're saying that this child's skeleton, the head and shoulders, crushed just Joan's pelvis unto dust. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, you couldn't recognize the pelvis from this.
Well, I don't know that you knew what it looked like beforehand, and you're referring to the X-rays.
I know what a pelvis looks like.
Well, all right, but not.
Well, we all have an idea of what a pelvis looks like because we've seen pictures of. Yeah. Well, I don't. That's not what I meant, but I don't know if we all have a pelvic ideal, but you're saying that. That you were familiar enough with the general shape of your wife's pelvic region that you knew something was wrong. I would imagine also there might have been some indicators from you, Joan. Is that also correct? As your pelvis was in the process of being powdered?
I was having a lot of pain for a few months prior to that. I mean, I couldn't put my pants on. I couldn't for a year afterwards. Not the way that everyone does. You know how the phrase, well, I put my pants on just like every other person. That was actually not the case for me. Mm. I put my pants on like nobody else.
How did you have to do it?
I had to pull them on. This is a fun fact. You know, this is what they do in the theater. When you have a quick change and you have to step into pants, they pool them on the floor, meaning they'll put it on the floor. And it's almost like the leftovers, like someone just up
someone's
and
been raptured. Sure. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. In fact, that's how Doug steps out of his clothing.
That's how I get out of pants.
Leaves his sweats just sitting there as if he was raptured.
I have not seen The Leftovers. I'm assured that if I get through the first 11 hours, it starts to get really good. So looking forward to...
You know the one you should watch is Kirk Cameron's miniseries of...
Left Behind.
Yes,
of course.
Oh, crazy. It's very Christian themed because, of course, he's very Christian.
I was curious to see it because it's based on that one book I have.
I will say the description on like the first chapter of that book is horrifying. You know, planes crashing and people disappearing everywhere. It's
absolutely
quite terrifying.
Yes.
Anyhow, that's how I had to pool my pants. And what I should have done is just walked around in the morning and just found a pair of Doug's pants, could have stepped right into them. You know what I mean? Because they're already preset. But that's what you do in a costume change so that it's very quick. You just step right in and yank them up. Because you can't lift up one leg.
Of course.
Because the pelvis goes... It Morse codes. Ooh. It Morse codes like crazy.
That put me in mind of Halloween skeletons, Joan.
Oh, and
seeing them prance around making that clicking sound.
That scares you?
But now you're saying that Doug, when he removes his trousers, he lets them fall completely into a puddle.
Trousers, and then sweats. Steps when is he ever in trousers, please?
Okay, I feel like I've obviously
sore subject.
Wandered into an area. Yes. Anyway, I would say if you want people to slow down, put an emphasis on living creatures.
What are we talking about again?
Put an emphasis on living creatures getting their pelvises crushed.
Yes.
And not so much about sporting goods.
Correct. And
no one's going to cry over the soccer ball.
No one's going to cry. I mean, perhaps. But look, I mean, the poor kitty. But it is. But look, you can make a recovery. I'm sure that the cat is fine.
I'm assuming.
And the cat doesn't have to wear pants. So lucky, you know?
That is one of the things that cats are lucky for.
Exactly. Well, I guess, and also don't speed, right? That was the other thing we want to say. Because that is because
yes, I'd like to reinforce that message.
That has become a problem.
Yeah, and don't speed because you could hurt someone and I guess deflate a ball.
And if you're not speeding, you're going slow enough to look for Kevin's beret.
Joan, you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You've tied it all together.
I have.
In a nice little package. That's not really French, but I'm pretending that it is.
Oh, boy. Ugh, good thing Kevin's not here.
Do you know the French word for gift or package or
cadeau? Un cadeau.
That's for
although
what?
That's a very fancy word. You know how I minored in French.
Fancy.
No, but what I mean is, you know how there's also colloquialisms in any country. You learn the proper word for something, but when you get to that country, they don't call it that. They call it something else.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I learned un cadeau, but you could go to France and they're like, we call it un bon, like just like a sound. You know, just like a quick sound. Everything's shortened.
But a cadeau is what?
And that means present. It's a fancy word for present. But let me explain to you.
Isn't present more fun?
Like I learned that an alarm clock is called a réveil matin, which means like it wakes you up in the morning. But that's not what French people call it. You know what I mean?
Right. This sounds like a caveman. Like a French caveman.
Right. But anyways, cadeau does work.
Like apple of the earth
is
poetic.
Like if I said cadeau to a French person, they would know I'm not French, but they would know what I was talking about. But they'd still be stuck up about it because that's how they are.
Do we have words like that in English? Like we say present, we say gift.
Yeah, sure. I guess, you know, you'd equate it to sort of whatever the millennial term for gift is, which I don't know what it is.
John.
A John. That's right. He gave me a John. Mm-hmm. I know what you guys are saying. Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Well, and I'd like to wish a hearty okay, boomer to all of our listeners. That does it for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. We will be back next week with more of what this is.
Goodbye.
And bye.